I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth brings us a family recipe using local lamb.
My father's goal for the past decade or so has been to cook his way through the book 660 Curries.
I don't think I'm past about 60 recipes, so I have 600 to go, but I'm getting there.
The problem is he's stuck on one recipe in particular, one he tried back in 2009. It's called creamy lamb meatballs, and it's amazing. Every year we buy a lamb from a local farm in Barnstable, Border Bay Junction Farm, where the lambs are raised on pasture and mother's milk. And every year we use most of it to make these lamb meatballs. Usually my dad does the work and we do the eating. But the other day at a family dinner, I got him to share his recipe so that I could share it with you. In the background of the recording, you'll hear my young daughters along with my sister, my husband, and my mother. Let's get started.
So the first thing we have to do is to get together our fennel seeds and our cumin. And if we grind them up as opposed to just using powdered, we can get a nice little bit of texture if we don't grind them all the way. We don't want to grind them all up. So we'll just pulse it a little bit and then we'll check. Oh, it's starting to smell really good. That's the best part of grinding up these spices.
Next, my dad minces some garlic and ginger and dices an onion. He gets out a bowl and adds the ground lamb and spices and some salt and mixes everything together with his hands.
All right, so now we are going to, we've got it all really mixed up in the bowl here, and we're just going to make it into, shape it into little meatballs. And mine are usually a little bit bigger than what they call for.
So I'd say they're like golf ball size?
Yeah, golf ball size, sure.
We warm up some butter and olive oil in a large cast iron skillet and put the meatballs in.
So, where's my screen? There's my screen. We'll try to not splatter the entire range top.
And so we're just trying to brown them all over?
We're just trying to brown them all over. And we have, as all kitchens must have, a pair of forceps, which is the perfect tool for flipping your meatballs. And it's starting to smell pretty good.
The kitchen is filled with the intoxicating smell of lamb and fennel. Once the meatballs are browned, my dad pours a cup of half and half into the pan, and the sizzling suddenly goes quiet.
And then what we do is we take the garam masala, and I sometimes add a little more garam masala than they say. They say to add about a half a teaspoon, but I actually add more than that. And I sprinkle it in. I try to sprinkle it in actually on the half and half rather than over the meatball so that a bunch of it doesn't stick to two or three meatballs. And then once it gets going, what we're going to do is we'll take a spoon and we'll just simply spoon the half and half and garam masala mixture over all the meatballs. And we'll just keep doing that for a few minutes until it looks like everything's ready. And then we're ready to consume these wonderful things.
The half-and-half mixture boils and gets thicker. And finally, it's time for a taste.
Oh, man. Fat, spice. Oh, it's the half-and-half mixed with the lamb fat. Works for me.
And me. We eat the lamb meatballs in their sauce spooned over rice. And they are, as usual, delicious. My dad's cookbook says these creamy lamb meatballs, or gashtaba, are traditionally served at weddings. And I can see why. For my family, they're always a cause for celebration. Well, I wish my father luck with getting through the other 600 curries in his cookbook. When I'm around, I hope he just keeps making this one. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth has posted her dad's recipe for creamy lamb meatballs, along with a link to the farm where she buys the lamb locally in Barnstable. That's all on our website at capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report was edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.